Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's been a lot of debate on whether it's better for a woman to have larger breasts or smaller breasts. Now, me, I vote for the smaller breasts. I've not liked having bigger breasts. I think they're a pain in the butt. I can never see, you know, if my shoes are tied. It's very difficult to, you know, find the right blouse or shirt. I'm not one that likes cleavage showing. So, you know, trying to find a turtleneck and, I mean, you know, it would just, you know, I just never liked it. I thought it was a pain in the butt. But I also have not been a fan of bigger breasts because I think it does signal somebody's higher risk for diabetes and heart disease. Now, trust me, you know, breasts can be a signal for a lot of things. But as a doctor, I have to make sure that there's not something you are phenotypically expressing or showing that can sadly mean you have something going on with your body. Remember, we talked about this with Frank Sine and early balding and how, you know, men could be at higher risk for heart disease, and maybe we could have predicted Bruce Willis's issues that he's having now if somebody, you know, I realize he's balding kind of early and he's got this big diagonal crease in his ear. So, you know, if a woman has big breasts, that might be a signal or a sign that just kind of pops out at you to talk to her about her health. Now, I'm not saying all women with big breasts are going to have medical issues, but there has been some science alluding to bigger-breasted women having issues. So in 2008, there was a study where they looked at women and what their bra size was when they were 20 and younger. The average age of women in this study was about 38. And they talked, this was a University of Toronto study and Harvard University combined study. They surveyed 92,000 women who participated in the Nurses' Health study, and they asked them to recall their bra size at the age of 20. Now, okay, in my 20s, I was in college, I was going to UNLV. I mean, I don't really remember much about lingerie sizes. In fact, I was probably a sports bra wearing person because I was always at the gym and I didn't have time or money to go to Victoria's Secret or Fredericks of Hollywood. Or I probably did like a Hanes Her Way. But if I remember correctly, I was a B cup. I think I've been a B for most of my life until the kids. Once the kids came, then, man, I hit almost every letter of the alphabet. It was pretty bad. But anyway, they asked women who were 38. Thank God they didn't ask women in their 50s or 60s what their bra size was, because we wouldn't remember, obviously. But they asked women who were 38, and results showed that compared with women who had type A cup or smaller, women who had a D cup or larger had 3 times higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Now, this study was done in 2008. But the results also showed that women who had a B cup or a C cup did experience a higher risk for developing diabetes than those who had an A cup. And these findings were published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Now, I've always felt that if somebody had larger breasts, it wasn't that they were blessed, you know, and that the gods above, you know, you know, granted them their 3 wishes, 2 of them with their breasts. I always thought it was, well, it's fat. You have extra fat. And I also felt it was very related to your breastfeeding, obviously. And so even though I lost all my baby weight, the breasts just changed. They just changed because I breastfed. And then as I did start to gain weight, perimenopausal, they got bigger. And so it is a sign of where fat deposits. So if somebody is obese, they are going to most likely have a larger cup size. But what about somebody who's slim and they have larger breasts? So I really think it matters when you look at the whole picture. Now, those women with less than size A cups, enjoy it because you can do a lot of sports. I got to tell you, I could not do a lot of sports, so I envy you with smaller breasts. But sometimes that is a sign of very extensive dieting. In fact, if I notice that a woman's proportions don't really seem to match up, I'll always ask them about anorexia, bulimia, things like that. Because sometimes very, very small breast size when compared to the rest of their body frame could signify a lack of nourishment or malnourishment when they were younger. So what should we women do if we have larger breasts? Well, one is don't get lashes, because I got to tell you, these lashes are falling in my eye. So for those of us with larger breasts, I would not necessarily go and do a reduction. If you need to do a lift, okay, lifts are good. That's what I did because, again, I want to be able to put my pants on without squishing them. So the lift was nice, you know, for cosmetic, but it's not going to help your diabetes risk, all right? If your breasts are getting bigger, and they're getting bigger, don't sit there and post selfies on social media. You got to start dieting. And it's a sign that you are having issues in terms of your weight and your fat distribution and your fat content. You know, I remember I had one of the lowest body fats when I was going to medical school because we tested our body fats and it was pretty damn good. But again, we didn't test with the breasts. We test with the thigh. We tested around the abdomen. And so, you know, most likely if you are starting to get middle age and you are starting to get bigger breasts, you are going to also notice weight in the tushy, in the waist, in other areas, in the arms. So, are bigger breasts necessarily a diabetes risk factor? No. But since the average person with bigger breasts, you know, will start to be of higher weight, you got to get on that. So what is the most ideal breast size? People always ask me, you know, what should they shoot for? Well, you really can't control it. You cannot control your breast size. You can't like, okay, I'm going to eat some extra carbs today to increase my breasts. Can't necessarily do that. So it is very genetic. The women in my family, man. I mean, you know, if we needed to supply milk for a village, we could. I mean, the women in my family are very big-breasted women. But also, the women in my family are at risk for diabetes. The women in my family are at risk for cancer. The women in my family are at risk for breast cancer. So those of us that have been very, very blessed with some curves, not necessarily a blessing. We might be at higher risk for certain health issues. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you have done a 23andMe or an Ancestry or genetic testing? And why did you do it? Did you do it because you wanted to find other relatives? Okay, I didn't want any more relatives. I the last thing I need is I get that all the time. I'm so-and-so Wax. We're kin. Wax is my married name. I don't know who you are. If my husband doesn't know who you are, you know, get off my email. Get out of my Facebook. I don't know who you are. Although I am friends with some Waxes, and I do think maybe somehow we could be related, but that's because I want to know you. But, you know, the last thing I need is any more relatives coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, we're related, and like, no, we're not. Okay? But I did the, I think I did the Ancestry. I don't know if I did the 23andMe. I think I did the Ancestry.com. I forget which one I did. Because I was very, very curious about the women in my family and how much of a hoochie mama, you know, they were. Because, you know, most of us women in the family, if you kind of took a poll, you know, loved, you know, people from Spain, men from France, Italy. And I'm like, I have got to find out if we hooked up with an Italian. I just have to find out. And so I did it. And it looked like somebody did go to Spain. I knew it. I knew it. Because when I see Antonio Banderas, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Or Enrique Iglesias, I'm like, okay. So I'm like, there has got to be some connection. One of the women in my family had to go, you know, to Europe. And I mean, we were in Europe at the time. But, you know, definitely find, you know, a lover within the romance countries. And so it looks like it didn't happen. So I knew there was a hoochie mama in my family. But we also did it because it seemed like, you know, everybody that has a certain demographic could qualify for certain scholarships, could qualify for certain jobs. So I'm like, you know what, maybe my kids, you know, because we come from a very, very mixed, you know, we have a huge, you know, melting pot of genes and people from multiple countries in our lifeline. I go, you know, maybe my, you know, kids could qualify for some scholarships. So right before I just, we looked to see what they had. So one of my sons did the spit test and I did the spit test. And they are my kids. You know, we haven't done my husband's testing because I've been afraid that, you know, maybe my husband will find out that they really aren't his. And it was the UPS guy. There was a really gorgeous UPS guy at the time. I'm joking. They're his kids. So we did do it. And I knew the second I spit into that little thing that somebody was going to have access to my DNA. But it didn't bother me at the time. And the reason why it didn't bother me at the time is because I have donated blood. I have done pap smears. I probably have 20 years of cervical sample DNA such that if an entity or a country wanted to steal my cervical sample from my pap smear, they could do it. You know, they keep those samples. My biopsies when we thought I had breast cancer or skin cancer or... So I have DNA all over the place, you know? If somebody wanted my DNA, they could also get it from my kids. They could walk by my sons, cut a little lock of their hair, and get the DNA. So I think access to our DNA is a lot more prevalent than we think. But over the weekend, people got scared manureless when there was this realization, which we've already kind of known about, that bioweapons could be made from our DNA. So Jason Crow, U.S. House Intelligence Committee member, said that he has cautioned people that the firm 23andMe can be used to program new bioweapons to target them. He said you can actually take someone's DNA, their medical profile, and you could target a biological weapon that will kill that person or take them off the battlefield or make them inoperable. Okay, if you want to make me inoperable, okay, if you really want to know what my Achilles heel is, all right, have a piece of chocolate cake on the battlefield and then say, you can't touch this. You can't get it. And I'm like, but I want the chocolate cake. I mean, just in the middle of there being a battle, put a piece of chocolate or M&Ms or something. That's my Achilles heel. You guys don't need my DNA to be able to get me out in the middle of the battlefield and shoot me. Just put some chocolate out there or prime rib. A nice medium to medium rare succulent piece with the caps of prime rib on there. You stick something like that in the battlefield, you got me. So I'm there. But Jason Crow said that you could take someone's DNA and make a bioweapon. He said also that these companies will sell your data. He said people will very rapidly spit into a cup, send it to 23andMe and get really interesting data about their background. And guess what? Their DNA is now owned by a private company. It can be sold off with very little intellectual property protection or privacy protection, and we don't have legal or regulatory regimes to deal with it. Now, he's not wrong. In fact, back in 2020, Ancestry did sell our DNA. Apparently, it was sold, the company was sold for $4.7 billion to Blackstone. Blackstone, I don't know much about the company, but according to Blackstone, Ancestry pulls in about $1 billion every year from new tests, $50 a month subscription to build and analyze a genetic family tree. And so now, I guess another company owns Ancestry and owns the data. Now, again, I wouldn't panic because we have, I mean, if... You know, you could be menstruating, going to the bathroom, and somebody could grab it if they want to. I mean, I think there are enough ways for people to grab our data. What I am concerned about is the mass data. I'm not worried about the precision, okay, I'm going to knock out Dahlia. Because like I said, just chocolate cake, that's easy. Or spike a chocolate cake, you got me good. But I'm worried about what we talked about in 2020 with China. So in June 2020, New York Times reported China was collecting a massive database of DNA through blood samples of 700 million men and boys. The DNA database could in the future assist authorities in tracking down a man's relatives if they had a sample of one's genetic material, sparking concerns of overreaching surveillance. Then Biospace and NBC News later that year warned that China was planning to enhance their soldiers using genetic engineering. So DNA can be obtained and used for nefarious reasons. Our DNA can be sold. Our data can be sold. So nobody's wrong with that. But I don't necessarily panic about it because, like I said, we have data and DNA and blood samples and skin samples and biopsies and pap smear samples and our toilet paper and, I mean, so much that can already, and I even wonder, our wastewater. You can, you know, if you want to get mass data on a community, you look at what they flush in the toilet. You could tell their medications. You could tell some of their health. You could, there's so many things you could pick up. You could tell if they have COVID. So what I do, though, find fascinating is the ads that are out that make you want to find out about your history and your family. I find that fascinating because I have a family with very rich history. You know, Holocaust survivors, Russian pogrom survivors. I mean, you know, we, you know, when you find out that my name has changed multiple times because people have had to escape persecution, you know, it's fascinating to read about and learn about who those people were that defied all odds, got to Ellis Island, got to, you know, Israel, made it to America, you know, how all that happened. And so I do think it is important to learn about our roots. I think it's fantastic to be able to have that ability to find out that you do have another relative. It is very, very cool. You know, it also is interesting where, you know, you think you might be of a complete purebred bloodline and find out that, no, you have a very, very, you know, rich mixture. But, you know, I do wonder about this fascination with give us your bodily fluids and your samples so that we can do this for you. Because I do believe these databases can be used against us. I just think there's other ways to get them as well. So for those of you, you know, really wanting to find out if you have another brother out there or if you have a seventh cousin or, you know, you do have relatives. I really want to know if we had anybody from Spain or Italy. And it looked like we do have from Spain, so that was pretty, pretty cool. You know, I really doubt that it's a immediate threat, but we do need to really think about releasing, you know, our data and letting these companies sell it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy could officially fall into a recession this week. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News Monday morning.
I remember a few weeks back, Janet Yellen said, we're sort of surprised by this inflation. How can you be surprised by inflation when you spend like crazy, pay people not to work, and drive up the cost of energy, which means it's going to cost more to move goods all over the country?
Tuesday, the Conference Board releases new consumer confidence numbers. Wednesday, the Fed meets to decide whether to raise interest rates. And on Thursday, new quarter two gross domestic product numbers will be announced. California attorney Kathy Cady on Fox News is pointing out District Attorney George Gascon's soft on crime stance.
There are several gun laws right now that he will not enforce, that he in fact has ordered his prosecutors to not file. He won't file many gun allegations at all, and he certainly won't file the most serious ones.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is just crushing. I wanted to go to Yosemite. Again, just summertime, get some... get some sun, get some trees, get some hiking in. And we were actually planning to set up a trip you know, for the next couple weeks. Not that something like that you really need to plan ahead, but, you know, we didn't know what was going on with the summer. We didn't know what was going on with the recession and all that. And so we didn't necessarily book anything yet. And sadly, a destructive wildfire is now completely out of control. The fire, I believe, started on, was it Friday or Saturday? It expanded over Sunday to one of California's biggest blazes of the year. Thousands of residents have had to flee to remote mountain communities. 2,000 firefighters, according to CBS News, has battled the Oak Fire, which is what they're calling it. We have aircraft, bulldozers. They're facing conditions that include steep terrain, sweltering temperatures, low humidity, and very, very dangerous conditions, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE. Now, it's hot. Moisture levels are critically low. Crews on the ground protected homes as air tankers dropped fire retardant on 50-foot flames that were racing along ridgetops east of the tiny community of Jerseydale. Light winds blew embers ahead into tree branches because it's so dry. It's easy for the spot fires to get established, and that would fuel the growth. So the fire erupted Friday southwest of the park near the town of Mid Pines in Mariposa County. Officials described explosive fire behavior on Saturday as flames made runs through bone-dry vegetation, and this is obviously they're dealing with one of the worst droughts in decades. By Sunday, the blaze had consumed about 22 square miles of forest land with no containment. 6,000 people had been evacuated, living across a several-mile span of the sparsely populated Sierra Nevadas. Some residents have defied the orders and stayed behind. But obviously, because the fire is moving fast, they're telling people to get the hell out. Linda Reynolds Brown and her husband Aubrey awaited news about the fate of their home from an evacuation center at an elementary school, and then they fled as ash was raining down and the fire descended a hill towards their property. They said it just seemed like it was above our house and coming our way really quickly. So Governor Gavin Newsom has proclaimed a state of emergency for Mariposa County due to the fire effects. So far, 10 residential and commercial structures have been damaged. This report is 3 hours old, so it could be even more. Assessment teams are now, of course, you know, trying to go through and look for additional damage. But, man, it is out of control. Numerous roads have been closed, including the stretch of State Route 140. These wildfires sadly keep coming as the West is getting much warmer and drier. Scientists have said that the weather is going to continue to be more extreme. Wildfires will be more frequent, destructive, and unpredictable. Pacific Gas and Electric said on their website that more than 3,100 homes and businesses in the area have lost power as of Sunday. And again, this is summertime. You don't want to lose power. But they might also have to shut off power, not only loss of power, but if they are worried about fire risk and the trees being so close to the power lines, they might shut it off as well. They say PG&E is unable to access the affected equipment, so no indication on when it would be restored. So the Oak Fire, they believe, was sparked as firefighters made progress against an earlier blaze, the Washburn Fire. That burned to the edge of a grove of giant sequoias in the southernmost part of Yosemite. Remember, that happened for a couple weeks. A 7.5 square mile fire was nearly 80% contained. And then it moved into the Sierra National Forest, or the Sierra Nevadas. So this is all northern California, between California and Nevada. And it's just, you know, heartbreaking to see that. And it's interesting because we've talked about on the show, where are some of the healthiest places to live? And healthy could range from, it all depends on what our definition is. So healthy, to me, I'd be thinking about pollution, crime, access to fresh foods, good schools, things like that. So there's a lot of factors, access to medical centers. So it's kind of mixed because in some rural areas, there's not enough medical facilities. So I don't know if that's the healthiest. But then in terms of less crime, in terms of less pollution, some of these rural areas are fantastic. And I love trees. I love water, I love vegetation, so I am a big fan of you know, the forests. And unfortunately, you know, when I lived in northern Nevada, when I went to Reno, UNR, for medical school, there was, you know, every year there were fires. And it's just, it's a very common occurrence with forestry. It just, but when people would lose their homes, my professor, Dr. Dreiling, who was my biochem professor, he would let people live with him, you know, who had to, if his house was in an area of the forest, because I think he lived in Verdi at the time, I'm not sure, but Verdi is right on the border of Nevada and California, beautiful trees, beautiful forest area. He was telling us how people were living at his house. You know, he did whatever he could with people suffering from the wildfires. So this is something that has been obviously going on for decades. But it makes people rethink about, you know, living, you know, once you live in an area and you lose your home, you know, it's really hard to want to live in that area again. We lost our home to a fire. It wasn't a forest fire. We were in a city. We were in Phoenix. But it's devastating. You lose everything. And I know you want to rebuild and you want to be there with your, you know, with your loved one, with your community and all that, but it's a very logical thought process to be, okay, forget this. I just cannot lose everything. And so, you know, for those of you in areas that might be at risk, you have to expect a fire. I mean, I do. I always expect a fire just because when I was a kid, our home burned down. It's not so much PTSD. It's just, you know, this can happen. Ignorance is bliss. But, you know, when you live through it, you're like, okay, this could happen. You know, just like an assault could happen. You know, somebody, an armed robbery could happen. When this kind of stuff happens in your family, you're like, okay, then you know what? We need to prepare for it. You know, we have to protect ourselves. We have to arm ourselves. If we do ever have to evacuate because of a fire or something serious, we have our medicines or passports. We have things ready to go. In a location where we know we could grab, pack it up, go. So, it's sad and, you know, Godspeed. I hope, you know, nobody gets hurt, you know, and especially the firefighters that are putting their lives on the line. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. Several people have been killed in a mass shooting in the British Columbia city of Langley, and it appears several were homeless. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police confirmed that officers responded to shooting scenes in multiple locations around the city of Langley and one location in nearby Langley Township, and they described the gunman as a white male with dark hair, wearing car hat coveralls and a blue-green camouflage t-shirt with a red logo on the sleeve, driving in a white car. I think he's still at large. And in the early morning hours, there were multiple shots with several victims in several different scenes throughout the city. And so out of an abundance of caution, an emergency alert was issued until investigators could confirm that the shooter was acting alone. So the population has 25,888. It's located in Vancouver. And officials are telling people to kind of stay away. But sadly, it appears that multiple people have been killed, especially homeless individuals. And we have a very vulnerable population of homeless individuals that are sitting ducks. You know, these mass shootings happen. One happened in a campground over the weekend. And when these shootings happen, you know, the victims that are sedentary and can't leave and you know, might be ill, are sitting ducks. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-VITAL-90. 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. So I work with tons of students, residents, pre-med students, and so I love the Gen Zs. I love the millennials. And I understand that there are things that are pretty controversial right now. And so when a medical student or when a pre-med student wants to fight for a cause, I don't care if I agree with the cause or not. I love their passion. I think that's fantastic. The only problem is sometimes I think there might be a little bit of blurring of the lines as to you being passionate about something and you appearing to lack objectivity and neutrality. So a big controversy happened where I believe this is the University of Michigan. I want to make sure I get the name of the medical school correctly because this was a medical school white coat ceremony at the University of Michigan. So incoming University of Michigan medical students had their white coat ceremony. Now, the white coat ceremony has been around for a couple decades. I didn't have it when I went to medical school, but it's very, very cool where medical students, osteopathic students, I believe students of multiple health sectors, they start their training with the white coat, where they get their white coat, and it basically is an honor to start joining the it rather than you just graduating and doing the Hippocratic Oath and all that. The white coat actually starts your path of being a medical professional and your ethics and your commitment to the field, your objectivity, and, you know, like you're one of us. And it's a fantastic way to usher in the youngest doctors, the baby doctors, that are learning and going to later, you know, join our field. So the white coat ceremony is huge. Parents are there. It's fantastic. Well, apparently at the University of Michigan, one of the professors that was speaking is pro-life. She's a feminist that has advocated for women's rights, even prenatal women, and the rights of girls and women, and so she's a pro-life feminist. And apparently a bunch of students walked out of the white coat ceremony. They petitioned for her not to be a speaker, and then when she did speak, they walked out. And I don't think she brought up abortion. I think all she brought up is, you know, there's a lot of controversy now, and, you know, there's wounds and things like that. But she didn't bring up her views from what we understand. And the medical students walked out in protest. Now, again, our First Amendment rights protect us to do, you know, peaceful, legal protests. And so I get that if a student feels very, very strongly about an abortion issue, the First Amendment right protects them, and I, you know, I honor their opinion, whatever it is. But where this has now drawn controversy is people looking at this are going, wait a second. If medical students won't get their white coat and go through a ceremony because of somebody whose beliefs are different from theirs, are they going to have the objectivity in medicine? Because your average patient will not have your same views. Your average patient will believe in smoking. They like tobacco. Your average patient will believe in drinking too much. Your average patient will be consuming calories that are junk food when they should be consuming healthy food. Your average patient is going to be of a different religion. You, as a physician, might have one consideration on circumcision, and your patient might not. Your patient might be pro-circumcision or anti-circumcision. So I get that this is one of these things where, and like I said, you know, I support any of my students or any student that wants to feel like they could believe, you know, what they want to believe in. I mean, if they want to be a Dallas Cowboy fan, they should be a Dallas Cowboy fan. If they want to be pro-life, they should be able to. If they want to be pro-choice, if they want to be Republican, they should be able to. If they want to be Democrat, they should be able to. But it does bring up some very, very concerning, I guess, predictions of how they are going to react to somebody who, let's say, you know, does not agree with them. And we in medicine, And maybe the training is different now, but we in medicine are taught to not be racist, not be discriminatory, not alter our interactions with people or patients or their family based on some of their beliefs. So if you have somebody coming in saying, yay Biden, or yay Trump, or wearing a MAGA hat, you are not allowed to, as a doctor, discriminate against them. You can't make them wait longer. You can't withhold the Narcan. It doesn't matter who they politically, these patients, we are, no matter what, I told you, I took care of a patient who had a big swastika tattooed on his chest. Took care of him just like anybody else. You know, I mean, I thought to myself that the guy was an idiot, but, you know, he wants to be a Nazi, he wants to be a Nazi. But my job as a doctor is to save his life. Okay? So it is kind of fascinating because you might have somebody at your white coat ceremony who's Jewish, and you might disagree with that Jewish person's beliefs. Are you going to walk out of the ceremony because they're Jewish, and they believe in circumcision? You know, if somebody is Catholic, are you going to walk out of that? You know, if somebody's, like I said, if somebody's Democrat, if somebody's Republican. And so I am concerned because we as physicians understand First Amendment rights more than anything else. And if you're going to have somebody that you know, speaks to you, you're going to have people that speak to you of a whole variety of things. You know, it's interesting. A lot of us doctors disagree on the use of aspirin and the use of alcohol in the prevention of heart disease, even though we have guidelines, especially with aspirin. What if you have somebody up there that believes that you should be drinking alcohol to prevent heart disease? I mean, are you going to walk out of the white coat ceremony for that? So I am a little nervous because we do have a very charged, politically charged nation right now. And you want to know that if you go into a restaurant and you're wearing a red tie or a blue tie, you're server or the chef is not going to spit in your food, depending on, you know. I mean, I walk into restaurants with a Dallas Cowboy jersey. I need to know that nobody's going to spit in my food because I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I mean, we now have Raiders that came to Vegas, so I'll wear Raiders gear. And there are people out there that hate the Raiders. Are they going to, like, not serve me? Are they going to poison my food? So, you know, there in all industries, not just medicine, we expect objectivity. And medical students are going to have to realize that in medicine, there's going to be pro-choice, pro-life, and even pro-choice individuals that may still feel a fetus is alive. That is okay for there to be physicians and nurses and pharmacists and dentists that have different opinions on the matter. Some people might think the fetus is alive at conception, others at 6 weeks, others not until it comes out of the vagina. It's one of those things where I understand, you know, they want to protest, but you have people now calling for their removal because they can't be objective with a patient who possibly differs from their views. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.